I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. In the NBA, it's Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals tonight with the Golden State Warriors on the road to Dallas Mavericks, looking to finish off a four-game sweep. Golden State has not lost in a conference finals game since losing to the Houston Rockets in 2018, but winning the series en route to a third championship in 4 years. 2 games on the NHL playoff schedule as the New York Rangers are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes, with New York trailing in the series 2-1, while the Edmonton Oilers look to take a 3-1 series lead at home against the Calgary Flames. At the French Open, 2-seeded Daniil Medvedev has no trouble advancing to the second round in straight sets, while 14th-ranked Denis Shapovalov is upset in straight sets by Holger Vitus Nutsumrune. Also advancing are 7-seed Andrei Rublev and 8th-seeded Casper Ruud. Meanwhile, the women's draw, no big upsets so far today after many big-name top seeds went down yesterday, as 3rd-seed Paula Badosa, 8th-seed Karolina Pliskova, and 9th-seeded Danielle Collins, along with 11th-seed Jessica Pegula, all move on to round two. Baltimore native Kyle Fuller has returned home, agreeing to a 1-year contract with the Ravens. The cornerback spent last season with the Denver Broncos after playing 6 years for the Chicago Bears. Fuller is expected to be a backup to starters Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey. The city of Indianapolis will continue to host the NFL Combine for at least the next 2 years after the league put the event up for bids from other cities, just like the Super Bowl and the NFL Draft. Indy has been the home of the Combine since 1987. The NFL, though, did not reveal if any other cities bid for the Combine. Full slate of games in Major League Baseball today with 3 matchups featuring both teams with 500 or better records, as the St. Louis Cardinals are at the Toronto Blue Jays, the Milwaukee Brewers visit the San Diego Padres, while the New York Mets play the Giants in San Francisco. The Premier League has approved the bid of a group led by Los Angeles Dodgers part owner Todd Boehly to buy Chelsea FC for £4.25 billion. The new ownership group will next have to work with the British government to finish the sale, which is expected to go through. An interesting tidbit emerging in the whole Kylian Mbappe sweepstakes, as the PSG star says that he also met with Liverpool before ultimately narrowing his choices down to a return to Paris or a move to Real Madrid. Mbappe also spoke to the Reds as a 19-year-old while at Monaco before agreeing to a 180 million euro move to PSG. Looking to cash that late ticket on Tuesdays? Get some help. The NBC Sports Edge analysts pair up and compete to see which team can offer a better two-leg parlay while focusing on the late games on the MLB schedule. Enjoy that late sweat along with the MLB analysts at NBC Sports Edge. Log on to nbcsportsedge.com/MLB for more information. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.